ordinances that I would like for introduction today. I'm going to discuss both together as it has to do with sewer rates and the sewer budget. The first one is to establish sewer rates for two new sewer districts, and the second one will amend the sewer budget to incorporate these sewer rates. The first sewer district is the Woodlands of Millsboro. It's 57 EDUs. The projected annual average rate was expected to be $917.18. Happily, the actual average annual rate will be coming in at $856. This project is very small. It was funded with an RD stimulus grant, a state revolving fund stimulus grant for at 100%, and an RD loan at a very low interest rate at 2.625%, 91% grant funded. The rates came in very, very favorable because of this funding situation. The second one, Johnson's Corner, the Hamlet, which is a small development in Johnson's Corner Sewer District at 69.17 EDUs. Right now, we are just setting the service charge on that as the Johnson's Corner Sewer District is not completed. We expect it to be completed, I think, around April or so. But this small district is connected, so we want to set the service charge, and it will be set at our uniform rate at $246. The projected annual service charge that was listed for them back when the referendum was expected to be at $300. So, again, another favorable, a difference of $54 because of the funding, or that's because of the service charge. Are there any questions? I can read the ordinances if you like.
Please do.
Go ahead. Okay. Please. An ordinance establishing annual service charge, annual assessment rates for transmission and or treatment for Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District and Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
We will simply need an introduction, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Cole introduces.
Introduced it.
Yeah.
And the second one, an ordinance amending the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2011 to incorporate projected revenues and expenditures from the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District and Woodlands at Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll introduce that also.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. LeCate and company.
Good morning, President and Council. We're here today to give a couple reports on Community Development Block Grant and the Neighborhood Revitalization Stabilization Program. Since Community Development was first, I'm going to go over some brief stuff, and then Brad's going to go over the generalized report. This time of the year, on Community Development Block Grant, our Homeowner Occupied Housing Rehabilitation Program, we're kind of in a three-year period. We're finishing up closing out 09 report, which you'll hear from Mr. Whaley in a minute. And then we're starting our 010, which we're about one-third into it as far as writing the jobs up and tracking and having them bid out. And then this past week, Mr. Baker sent out the letters to all the communities requesting if they want us to help this new fiscal year, which is in CDBG, would be our 11, which would start in July. But we start our public hearings in November, December in order to have the applications in by the end of January. So with that being said, there's just a few things I wanted to highlight on before. We have been swamped with emergency, and everybody declares nowadays emergency when they call our office. We have over 1,000 on our waiting list, and it just seems to be growing. The type of seasons we've had this past year, the overwhelming snow, the overwhelming rain early, the dry spell did help, but now the rain coming back, the leak roofs and things. So that is the thing that we need to get out there, is that it is a waiting list. We have no means. There is a couple other programs to jump right in and start to help somebody. We have asked the Housing Authority, and it should be in the new regs this coming year, for what we would call emergency assistance for roofs, heaters, the basic things, and they're well-defined. We'll go more into that detail when I bring it back before council, when Brad and I come before council with a program of the new year. This past year, we had 17 contractors involved, so yes, it is a little bit economic development program. They're small contractors. We had we served 265 citizens, counting children and families, and as you see, we went well over the projected goal that the Housing Authority set for us. We served over 80% of our clients were in the 50% of medium income or below, and probably close to 80%, you think, that were elderly, 62 and older, many single-family households. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Brad with a CDBG.
Okay. Well, thank you. As Mr. Locate said, we're kind of winding down the 2009 fiscal year. In 2009, we received $1,155,000 in home and CDBG funding to do housing rehabilitations. We completed 99 housing projects. They vary in size from major rehab to just maybe a roof and ramps. We also did 30 sewer and water hookups throughout the county, a lot in Ocean View area, which is probably our biggest area. We helped the community of West Rehoboth with 4 demolition projects. We actually kind of technically assisted on a 5th one. So we've got that done. We'll be monitored next week by the Housing Authority on that. As far as 2010 goes, we've received $1,241,000 in funding. To date, we have about a third of that under contract written up, and we've already started, you know, with our bid packages and have that work going on. We've helped the town of Bridgeville. We've got 2 demolition projects completed, and we're working on the third. And like as Mr. Locate said, this year we had a lot of calls about wells going dry. I think with the dry season and the shallower, older wells, it's been an issue for us. So, and then, like she said, we're starting the next year's project and public hearings and working on that.
Okay. Next is Brandy. We'll give the Neighborhood Stabilization Program report, and that is somewhat of a kind of the end of the year, or at least the goals. Before she gets involved in that, I do want to say that both of these programs enable my staff to keep the county general fund budget low to pay for it, because their salaries are included in this. So we're maintained to keep that $200,221 charged to the general fund very low for the county, and still get the work done that we need to do. Now, on the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, I do want to bring some attention. Certainly, Brandy and Brad have been the ones out in front, and you'll see by statistics in the Housing Authority, you've probably seen the letters that they sent to them, how extremely good the report and how they've surpassed all the goals of the Housing Authority. And we lead the state in homeowners in the houses, not just going out and buying them. We work with the realtors and Brandy. But first of all, Mr. Baker was very essential in helping us establish the goals in this program. We are actually getting some program income back because of some of his guidance, and having the money from the nonprofits keep coming back to the county so that we could continue using it. Now, that was one option we had. That's not necessarily the way some of the other jurisdictions did it, but it's the way. And it's working very well, because we have also established some funding for future projects, such as when Mr. Gilmore was up here talking about Habitat and the county helping him. Susie has been a great help, Mrs. Webb, and turning the checks over, because I know some of you are familiar with real estate, and that when attorneys set the closing up, we may only have a day or two to get everything together and the money, and Susie's been real accessible and her staff and the county staff. So I did want to bring that out. It's certainly Brandy and Brad have done the bulk of the work, but it has taken the whole county and to pretty well do this, and we're proud of it.
Good morning, everybody. Just to go back a little bit, I don't know if you remember, but we began officially spending our funding for the Neighborhood Stabilization Program probably back in June of 2009. And we just met a very stressful HUD obligation deadline. September 20th, 2010, we and all jurisdictions that received NSP funding were required to obligate 100% of our funding, and we received $2 million. We actually ended up obligating 106% of our funding by that date. And of that requirement, we were to spend $550,000 towards households that make 50% of area median income or less, and we ended up spending $770,000. And that's largely due to USDA rural development mortgages, as well as Habitat was absolutely essential in helping us meet that goal and helping those households. And as Mr. LaCate said, the reason why we were able to allocate over 100% was because we've begun to receive program income, which has been a result of basically a return on our investment of NSP funding for our nonprofit partners. When they sell their homes to qualifying households, we get reimbursed what we've put into it. And to date, we've received about $300,000 in program income. And HUD allows us, Sussex County, to keep 10% of all program income towards administrative funding, so we can sort of put that back in the pot and keep using it for our department expenses and salaries. To date, our nonprofit partners, as you know, were Melford Housing, Habitat for Humanity, and Diamond State Community Land Trust. The Habitat for Humanity has, as Kevin already mentioned to you, purchased 5 NSP homes. 3 of them have been completely rehabilitated and already transferred to qualifying households. The other 2 are in varying stages of rehab, but both families have already been matched with those homes. Milford Housing has acquired 2 NSP homes, both completely rehabbed and transferred as well. And Diamond State Land Trust, we actually just finished the rehab on that home in Seaford on Elm Street, and the organization is looking to find someone that qualifies for the house. And as far as our direct home buyer assistance portion of this program, we've had 20 settlements, homeowners in those homes, located in all the 5 targeted areas: Georgetown, Laurel, Milford, Greenwood, and Seaford. We have 3 additional homeowners waiting to settle, but already have contracts on their homes. And basically, just to sum it up, we've really been blessed with creating great partnerships throughout the county with realtors, lenders, and nonprofits, and as Mr. LaCates mentioned, just county staff and Moore and Rutt, and we've really just done a great job working together, and all future stimulus projects should go really well because of laying the base for that. So, thank you.
Any questions? I do. Brandy brought it up. Mr. Moore's firm was a great asset, and getting our MOUs and different documents that we needed to make sure the county was well protected, and we are, and some of those have gone on up to state to for us jurisdictions to use as models for, because HUD said we needed to create, and at this, when we started, there was not a template to just say this is how the program needs to go. So I do want to thank Mr. Moore's firm too. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer. If not, we'll continue on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next on the agenda is Mr. John.